trouble for our environment that you might not have thought about. Glitter and microfibers are just as bad as microbeads, which, of course, have had a reasonable amount of publicity of late. There are 8 million tonnes of plastic going into the ocean every year, so do we need a glitter ban? Social anthropologist at Massey University, Tricia Farrelly, is with us on this. Very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
Have we got hard data around something like glitter? Do we know specifically what it does, how much goes in, and how much trouble it causes?
Yeah, we do. So glitter is another example of microplastics, and there's been a lot of research done around microplastics. Microbeads is one example of those, and glitter is another. There's been a lot of work done around particularly the impact in marine environments and on fish and on our food chain.
So microfibers I can get because I can see them causing problem, but does a bit of glitter going into the ocean, doesn't it get sort of dispersed and that's it?
No, unfortunately, glitter doesn't go away just like other plastics, other microplastics that we talk about. So, you know, we've created a lot of plastic in the last, over the years, and in fact from 2000 to 2010, the last decade, we actually made more plastic than all the plastic in history up to the year 2000. A glitter as a microplastic, as are all plastics, are so durable that really every bit of plastic ever made still exists and gets into the ecosystem.
So with the microbeads, you had some of the supermarkets coming to the party, so that was an industry-led solution, if you like. What are you looking for here? You're looking for people, because you got the killjoy factor with glitter, haven't you? You got little kids who love glitter and you're asking them to forgo the joy.
Yeah, I think the problem. Some of the glitters don't have plastic in it, and some do. So I think the focus for us, I'm on the steering committee of the New Zealand Product Stewardship Council. We put a submission into the Ministry for the Environment in February of this year, to include all kinds of microplastics, including glitters, to be banned. Because as we know, you know, if it's left up to producers. Through voluntary measures, they really don't make a move on it. And through voluntary measures, we're actually creating a bit of an uneven playing field whereby one producer could ban, could do the right thing environmentally and ban the glitters and cosmetics and so on,
yeah.
And others don't. So what we're asking for is for a rollout of a ban on all microplastics, and not just cosmetic products, but also consumer commercial products. We're in fact, that's where the majority of microbeads, microplastics and other things are really more problematic.
All right, nice to talk to you, Tricia. Tricia Farrelly out of Massey University. You note that Bill English was fairly unequivocal in terms of the plastic tax, the plastic bag tax that half the country's mayors have asked for. They got no plans, it isn't happening, and as I said, their standard line is, we've got bigger fish to fry.
Well, maybe he hasn't met with the steering committee that's involved with that.
He might not have heard
issue.
From the steering committee.
I support a ban on glitter, by the way. I mean, if you've ever tried to get it out of carpets.
Oh, it's a nightmare. No one's ever used glitter and gone back for more, with any level of enthusiasm.
On similar subjects, what's happened to the Health Basics shower gels with the ropes on the end?
They've changed
the bottle, and now there's not a rope on the end.
There's no rope.
So you've got to stand it in your shower, and you can't hang it off things.
Well, that'll be environmental.
Yeah, they've probably
because it wasn't real rope.
People were probably throwing the ropes away, weren't they?
Probably wasn't a proper rope. It probably choked a couple of Maui's dolphins, and they said, we've got to get rid of the rope. I think that's probably what happened.